If you've been to Kansas City's St. Patrick's Day Parade, you've probably seen a few of our local drill teams, those long lines of synchronized dancers marching to the beat of drums and whistles. And within Kansas City's Black community, there are at least a dozen active teams, each one with its own style of dance and music. For today's show, Esther Honig dug into the history of these organizations in Kansas City and the role they play in the African American community.
I'm at the Monday night practice for the Marching Cobras at the Lee A. Cobra Gymnasium.
On 34th and Paseo, 80 dancers and a dozen drummers crowd the gymnasium floor, ready for practice. They're performing in gym shorts and sneakers, running through their routines back to back. The drill master only needs to raise a hand or blow his whistle, and the whole team follows orders.
So this picture, me blowing a whistle, and got 100 kids doing the same thing, all in unison. That's amazing.
Don Dotry has been drill master of the Cobras since 2010.
I mean, the Cobras are just a phenomenon. It's more of a, is this something that when you see it, you're amazed by it. And it's going to make you move.
If you've never heard the term before, drill teams perform a type of dance where performers march in unison, like in military drills. Only here, it's been infused with hip-hop, jazz, African dance, or really any current dance craze.
The kids make up their own routines, and I just go off of what I see. When I see them doing different things, I take it, add to it, subtract from it, and then that's how we get our routine. It's really just kids teaching kids.
15-year-old Rayshawn Hamilton is one of Dotry's older students. She says everyone on the team has a position.
So I'm pom-pom girl, but I'm pom-pom sometimes, not all the time.
What does that mean?
Pom-pom? A pom-pom girl, the pom-pom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I use them sometimes. I became a pom-pom girl. I've been since I was 7 years old. I started from the back and I went all the way to the front.
The Marching Cobras are kind of a big deal. In their 46-year history, they've performed for 4 U.S. presidents and toured across the U.S. and parts of Europe. And here's the man who basically invented drill teams, at least here in Kansas City.
Let's go back and talk about a little history.
Willie Arthur Smith had grown up dancing and was even the drum major for his church marching band.
When I came to Kansas City from Prescott, Arkansas, I was teaching school at Lincoln Junior High School.
A young social studies teacher, Smith gathered a group of students to perform in the school talent show and taught them a popular social dance, the Madison Line.
Now, wait before you even thought about born, even your mother. There was a dance called the Madison. It was a dance called the Madison Time. So I taught those boys the Madison Time, like dun 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 dun.
Madison Time, hit it. That's a good strong line. When I say hit it, I
students
like to go
loved the routine so much that Smith formed a dance group. But soon he had too many students. So he says he combined his dancing with the structure of a drill team, where all performers marched and danced in unison.
Which became a big success in Kansas City. The churches loved them, the schools loved them, and the community loved them. So that's how the drill team became a part of the Kansas City history.
Willie Arthur Smith founded the Marching Cobras in 1969. There are now at least 6 major drill teams and many, many smaller teams in Kansas City.
You have the Pythons, you have the Sizzlers, you have Gateway High Steppers there from Kansas City, Kansas. You have, the Ravens. It's so many people.
Drill teams are found all over the country, and they look different depending on where you go. Some teams twirl batons, rifles, and flags, while others look like something from So You Think You Can Dance. So where did this phenomena come from? It's generally assumed that drill teams evolved from military drills and drum lines after World War II. But drill teams in the African American tradition have a more complicated history. Raquel Monroe is a dance professor at Columbia College in Chicago. She thinks it has even older roots.
That stepping reflects the moves and the chanting that black men working on chain gangs would perform. So here we're talking about 1800s, early 1900s.
Monroe says that synchronized movement mixed with rhythm and chanting can be found in many examples within early contemporary African American culture, like stepping from all black fraternities or the second line tradition in New Orleans.
It wasn't called a drill team, it was called the second line. You know, we're at a funeral, behind the casket there's also a procession. you know, a group of folks marching with music and singing.
Of the many elements that help to shape this performative art, community has become the central driving force that's kept drill teams around today.
There's something about a drill team that makes it very successful at engaging youth and youth that are not traditionally engaged.
Ebony Edwards grew up in Kansas City and was always intrigued by drill teams. While completing her PhD in community psychology, she studied one of Chicago's well-known teams. Her focus was on the impact drill teams have on youth.
The community-based drill teams really exist to be a positive influence in the community. And so they're actually trying to do everything they can to engage the youth that are most susceptible to negative influences.
Edwards says the most important thing these drill teams do is provide a sense of belonging. And that's perhaps one reason why they've been passed down through multiple generations.
So what's this big one up here?
Okay, this right here, we earned first place last year at the Kansas City Marching Falcons competition.
At the Claymore Community Center on 13th and Vine, Wanda Winters, founder of the Marching Pythons, is showing me through the team trophy room.
That was the Falcons again. We came in first.
Winters grew up on a team called the St. Stephen's Baptist Church Drill Team. She's an animated woman with a bubbly personality. But when it comes to coaching, she is no nonsense.
St. Stephen, they really taught me a lot. They taught me leadership. And as I got older, you know, it just kind of motivated me to start my own and give back to the community and get the youth involved.
As with most drill teams, being a Python doesn't cost anything besides uniforms. And there are no tryouts. Anyone who wants to dance, regardless of age or ability, can join. Besides showing up to practice, all Winters requires is that you maintain a C average in school.
Every time I have practice, or every time there's a performance schedule, there's a youth doing something positive, not walking the streets, not trying to find something to do or anything. So it's like every time those doors are open for drill team practice, whether it be Pythons, Cobras, or, you know, any other drill team, that door is open for them to come in.
Open for kids like 12-year-old Michael Parker, who 3 years ago heard the sound of drums and literally followed them into a Marching Pythons practice.
I moved down here. I just heard drumming. So I came here and just started drumming. At first I was moving, but now I'm good though.
Just in the way Michael talks about drums.
Say I get mad, I could just go take my drumming out, take my madness out on the drum, or it helped me calm down and just make me happy.
You know he's one of those kids who eats and sleeps drumming.
Mom want me to do some sports. I'm like, I'm staying with the Pythons, Mom. Python forever.
And if the Pythons, like, imagine for some reason, like, they're not here, like, what would you be doing?
I'd probably start a drill team and call it Python number 2.
And the next great Kansas City drill team is born.